Thank you again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I'm your host, Jerome. Man, a couple of days ago, Trick Daddy posted a video of a man and a woman having a conversation. The woman was like, here comes such and such baby daddy or father. He's just coming from McDonald's. And I just want to put a disclaimer out, right? This is triggering stuff, right? These subjects are triggering, okay, to some people. But I just want to break it down and let you all know the exact scenario of what our community is. And the reason why I'm commenting on this is that just as of yesterday, I made an entire podcast about things that keeps us misbalanced and it's low-key splitting hairs. It's on the borderline of right and wrong and what's right and what's wrong and how that could keep us off balance and how that instantly can trigger a whole community of people. This is one of these things, you know. So the man was coming up. The lady has 4 children. She's upset because this guy only has some type of Happy Meal or something like that for his son. She has 3 other children. So she calls herself exposing him. And you know, she asks him, you know what, did you bring food for your son? Yes, I did. Well, what about his other siblings? And then he's like, hey, that's not my responsibility. You made this decision. These are your children. And then the woman constantly brings up, well, you know, I don't get my food stamps until the 11th. Okay, so just based off of that, we said a lot. Right? First of all, she has multiple baby daddies. Or children's fathers. She's not married. She has to be in a low income scenario because she can't afford to buy her children McDonald's. So as the conversation goes along again, he's like, well, hey, you know what? Is my son up in there? You know what? Check this out. He could come with me and eat his food, you know, if you feel this way. And to be honest, dude was... See, this is where it's kind of like getting on the borderline of being right or wrong, right? Because we're all human at the end of the day, but we know how to stand on moral and principle. Dude was saying, well, you know what? Well, these ain't my kids. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, damn, bro, you know, are you really talking like that? But at the same time, though, he's telling the truth. Like, you know what? You was the one that laid down with other, you know what I'm saying, with other men and got pregnant. And then that's when she hit him with the combo, with the 2-piece combo. Well, first of all, you knew that. And you still got me pregnant. You knew what type of woman I was, and you still got me pregnant. So why are you complaining now? So then we start to go into the accountability scenario. And then also on the other end, we start to look at dude and his outlook potentially upon what his financial situation is. He's in an 05. Y'all know I got a beat down 07 Pontiac G6. Thing is 15 years old. It leaks oil. You know what I'm saying? My shit paid for though. Right. I got the title right upstairs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but I'm just doing a comparison because you know what? I'm super. I try to be transparent with me. You know what? Lord knows. You know what I'm saying? When I was in my Lexus, I enjoyed my Lexus. Right now, I can't afford to get me another Lexus. If I could, I would though. You feel me? So, you know, and then... The way the dude is dressed, you know what I'm saying? He's not like he is, you know, just, he ain't, he low-key dusty. You know what I'm saying? His clothes ain't looking that crispy. It ain't like he just got these clothes out of the cleaners. Let's keep it a buck. So then, he's like, hey, you know what? Just bring my son out. You know what? He could eat in my car. We could ride around the corner. This, that, and the third. All right. So now we got the milk dud crowd starting to come in, starting to chime in from the video. right? Oh man, you know what? If you gonna buy one, buy one. If you gonna buy one something, buy all something. Now, me coming from a home, right, where my dad was the provider for three other children that was not his, right? It's no question where my thought process is. Right? Because my dad didn't even think to say, hey, look, if we go out to such and such, such and such, you know what, my kid's gonna eat first, and then you know what, y'all could get the rest. Because my mother and father were married. And that's just the man who my father was. There was no, you know what, hey, look, we eating this and y'all eating that. Even when my cousins came over, it was no, you know what, well, we eating this and then y'all could just get the rest of that. What? Didn't understand. What? Like, hold on. But in this situation, though, this dude is outside of the household. So really and truly, the only thing that he needs to be worried about is his son. So this is when we really have to understand exactly what's going on mentally with these people. Right? More from the milk duds section. You know, because everybody was saying, you know, who was in the wrong? Was the girl in the wrong? Was the dude in the wrong? You know what? It is no doubt about it that they never talked about this. That they've never had a conversation in regards to, okay, you know what? If you feel that way, and obviously she has brought it to his attention, but they have not had an intelligent conversation and came to an actual understanding on what's an actual protocol on what happens when he comes through to, quote unquote, feed his child. Because there could be a scenario to where he's going to say, hey, look, I'm going to come over and I'm going to pick him up. You know what? We're going to go out to breakfast. We're going to have a talk. I'm going to drop him off at school. Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Problem solved. That way your other kids are not watching him eat. In front of them when they don't have no food. And guess what? The man is not wrong for that. But see, here's what really happens, right? Because sometimes, and this is the reason why I say that, you know what, we're so emotional as Black people. Emotionally, this woman got emotional when she was like, well, okay, well, you know what? They had their little back and forth. She was like, okay, well, give me the food. And then just threw the man food that he didn't pay for his child on the ground. Now, if he would have went Luke Skywalker, right? Now everybody would have been saying, you know what, he should have maintained control. As a matter of fact, during this entire video, the man actually maintained control. It was the woman who was wrong for video recording him. It was the woman who was wrong for talking crazy to him. During this entire time, being totally disrespectful. More from the milk dud crowd, though. And then at the end of the day, she tried to expose him for being a bad father for doing that. That's what she said. I'm trying to expose him. You know what you really did, or what she really did was, she really, really exposed herself and her lack of self-control and her dependency upon the state, the county, and the government to provide for her own children. And her lack of resources and lack of creativity to gain employment. This is what was exposed. And for the man, you know what? He ain't no better neither, because, hey, at the end of the day, if that's all he had, that's all he had. But you know what, bro? I'm going to need you to pick it up just a little bit. Because I don't care what's going on, right? $15 is not a lot of money. And guess what? The investment that you make in those other children, even if they're not yours, will last you a lifetime. And see, this is where we as black men need to figure out and understand. See, you know what? It's time out for this. You know what? That's me and mine shit. Well, me and mine's, we good over here. You know what, man? If you had a baby by that woman, you know what? And I'm not asking you to spend your entire check, but damn, bro, you know what? Let's step up the bar just a little bit and say, you know what? If you're doing something nice for your son every once in a while, include the other children. Hell, it's not going to kill you. You might be missing out on a blessing. And it could be something nurturing. It could be an opportunity for the other baby fathers to get involved. Because guess what? Here's the other thing that we're missing. She has other baby daddies as well. So would he want, when the other baby daddies come around, to just buy their children something and leave his out? I wouldn't want that. So there's enough judgment to go around here. Last but not least, hey, look, we all have opportunity to do better. We all have opportunity to raise our self-worth. Because look at what the hell we're talking about right now. We're giving McDonald's free marketing over $4.50 worth of food. Do better, black people. This is the first episodes of Pop-Ups from the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, where we take one subject and we discuss it for a very small amount of time so we could get feedback, positive or negative, and continue to put our message out. Thanks again for tuning in today. You all have a great morning, Wednesday morning.